Someday maybes. The last thing to deal with in your organization system is how to track things that you may want to reassess in the future. These could range from a special trip you might want to take one day, to books you might want to read, to projects you might want to tackle in the next fiscal year, to skills and talents you might want to develop. For a full implementation of this model, you'll need some sort of back burner or on-hold component. There are several ways to stage things for later review, all of which will work to get them off your current radar on your mind. You can put the items on various versions of someday maybe lists, or trigger them on your calendar or in a paper-based tickler system. Someday maybe list. It's highly likely that if you did a complete mind sweep when you were collecting things out of your psychic RAM, you came up with some things you're not sure you want to commit to. Learn Spanish, get Marcy a horse, climb Mount Washington, and build a guest cottage are typical projects that fall into this category. If you haven't already done it, I recommend that you create a someday maybe list in whatever organizing system you've chosen. Then give yourself permission to populate that list with all the items of that type that have occurred to you so far. You'll probably discover that simply having the list and starting to fill it out will cause you to come up with all kinds of creative ideas. You may also be surprised to find that some of the things you write on the list will actually come to pass, almost without your making any conscious effort to make them happen. If you acknowledge the power of the imagination to foster changes in perception and performance, it's easy to see how having a someday maybe list out in front of your conscious mind could potentially add many wonderful adventures to your life and work. We're likely to seize opportunities when they arise if we've already identified and captured them as a possibility. That has certainly been my own experience. Learning to play the flute and how to sail big boats both started in this category for me. In addition to your in-basket, there are two rich sources to tap for your someday maybe list: your creative imagination and your list of current projects. Make an inventory of your creative imaginings. What are the things you really might want to do someday if you have the time, money, and inclination? Write them on your someday maybe list. Typical categories include things to get or build for your home, hobbies to take up, skills to learn, creative expressions to explore, clothes and accessories to buy, toys or gear to acquire, trips to take, organizations to join, service projects to contribute to, things to see and do. Reassess your current projects. Now is a good time to review your projects list from a more elevated perspective, that is, the standpoint of your job and goals, and consider whether you might transfer some of your current commitments to someday maybe. If, on reflection, you realize that an optional project doesn't have a chance of getting your attention for the next few months or more, move it to this list.